Hey guys, welcome back to Ask Tech Dad. I'm here as usual with Brian.
And I'm here with John.
That's right. And we've got a little bit of a holiday special. We'll keep it short and sweet because we're big on aspirations and small on tech budget. So holidays are right around the corner. Obviously, technology is always a big contender under the tree. We know it. Kids want the console systems, the smartphones, the AirPods, and everything else. And without getting super technical, what do we need to be thinking of when we're talking about technology that Santa brings along?
Yeah, there's a lot of different subject matter here on the tech that Santa brings. And a couple of things that we need to look for are obvious things. Like, let's get the batteries out of the way. But let's also...
I hope they didn't tune in for the batteries.
Yeah, make sure you got the batteries, the 9 volts, double A's, all the double A's.
Say something important. It's not so much batteries, but cords. You know, cords aren't always being packaged with these products anymore. And that's anybody that's followed Apple, you know, they're cutting down waste. So yeah, you got to buy accessories not included. That's right. Yeah, basically. Go ahead.
So definitely we want to make sure that these devices are charged, opened up and charged. A lot of these devices just come with a minimal charge to be able to set them up, but not enough charge to actually have some fun with them. So we want to make sure that we open these devices, make sure that they're functioning. One thing that people don't know is about 20% of technical devices come dead on arrival. They're
lemons.
Yeah, just straight up lemons. And that's something that you definitely want to test so little Johnny doesn't open up that fun thing and gets a not so fun surprise.
Or even worse, he plays with it a little bit and you assume he broke it. And now you're not thinking that that was already broken. So definitely put your hands on it first.
Yeah. And, you know, setup is getting a lot more complicated for these things. So setting up, you know, any kind of digital device that comes in always makes it where you don't have to spend the 2 hours after unboxing, you know, setting up this device. It's already ready to go. Another thing that happens a lot is many of these games are now digital downloads. And if you haven't already installed that game, go ahead and unbox that thing, hook it up to the internet, download that game, and go ahead and set that up so they could start playing it right away and they don't have to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah. Brew yourself some coffee because it may be an hour or
Depending
longer
on your internet speed. These games are
huge.
Getting up into the terabyte range, gigs and terabytes that you have to download, and that can take a long time. And also getting a little familiar with it is always a good thing, so you can kind of navigate through some of the setup screens. And if you wanted to play yourself, or you know, test those remotes too, test the wireless remotes and make sure that they connect, because you know they're also come out 20% of the time they just don't work, or a button doesn't work or something like that. So,
and on top of charging, you've got updates. You want to make sure you're getting the latest updates. We don't know how long these products have sat on a shelf. They may be having some critical vulnerability patches, things of that nature. So updating is going to take some time. You want to make sure that that's happening pretty quickly. And on top of that, when you're giving out the devices, the easiest thing that you can do as a parent is set yourself up as the user.
And that's what I do first thing.
Use the children, as they have most of these Amazon Fire tablets, most accounts, for whether they're Android, iPhone, will allow you to set up a child account. And this will automatically restrict some things, give some tools, require a passcode to install. If you're not invested in your kids' technology, and this is a good time to start. You're learning the device as they are, and you're implementing those controls right from the get-go.
Yeah, a lot of your kids are getting new phones. So go ahead and set yourself up a profile on that phone. Go ahead and do the biometrics, whether it's the thumbprint or the face scan, and allow yourself a way to get into that device so you can
trust but verify,
like we talk about all the time. And then you set them up as a secondary account on that, so you'll always have access to that device at any time, so you don't have to worry about asking them for their passcode or
if their account gets compromised, you have a higher authority account to go ahead and get rid of that. If you set them up as the admin or the root user of any device and that gets compromised. They have access to the whole, you know, it's common, like even for your personal computer, you should set up your admin account and then make yourself a user.
That's
not
right.
To use that. Well, you're doing the same thing in the capacity for your children. You're setting yourself up as the admin and letting them be the user. You're becoming the IT of your family.
Yeah, that's right. And that's all what we want to do. You know, there's a very common phrase that, you know, my kids know more about technology than I do. And while that's a good blanket statement,
it's never
definitely
too late to learn.
Well, and I'm not even saying that you have to be smarter than your kids on technology, but definitely being in the know and playing around with it a little bit. Most of these things are so user, easy to learn that
a kid could use it.
Yeah, it shouldn't take you too much time to go through there and set that up. But the one thing that definitely messes with people is a lot of these games and a lot of these devices, they have a lot of other accounts, you know, besides the updates that absolutely are important. Now you have to set up that Xbox Live account. Now you have to set up
that additional cost,
iOS account. And it is an additional cost. So
be aware when
you want to be prepared.
Might have to shell out a little bit extra to get that to work.
And know the different levels of the accounts, because there are different levels of these accounts. So there might be a basic account. There might be a subscription where you get extra games for these accounts. There might be a subscription that has hidden information in there on tracking your kids online. So we want to make sure that we, you know, read those fine print things that come along to see how much information are they actually, you know, mining from our kids?
A lot.
I mean, it's definitely a sneaky way to get more data and more information. So from a play standpoint, fun standpoint, security standpoint, trust but verify standpoint, it's always good to go ahead and get your hands on that device first. Now, I know you want Johnny to open up that thing first thing, but it's not going to matter that much. You know, he's going to unwrap the packaging, you know, the wrap that you put on the outside. It doesn't matter as much that device has already been opened and worked on. And
you could do it that way. You could wait till they open it. And, you know, it's like, man, let me see it. Let me get this set up for you and kind of take the front on that. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead. And of course, they want you to put their toy together. It's kind of like when you'd get a bike and you'd have to assemble the bike. It's the same thing with technology. Let me get it all set up.
Right.
Let me get you logged into the accounts.
But I've been that parent. I've been that parent on Christmas morning that everything gets opened and there are all these different games and devices. And then I spend half of Christmas Day setting up all of these, you know, games or devices or whatever that we have purchased for them. And it kind of takes a part of the joy out of that day.
It can.
Yeah.
It should.
I think Christmas Day for me, I would just like to focus on fun.
But I mean, you bring up a good point. Whether you do it before or after, it should be done. But by bringing it up or doing it before, then maybe they can take that toy and go right off with it.
You know, and that sparks a thing too. Is, you know, not all. We talk about time here a lot. You know, spending that time and connecting and connectorating with your kids. You know, it doesn't ever hurt to purchase a gift that's a project, so you can put that computer together and you can, you know, spend that time learning this new thing or putting that radio into that car or whatever that technology that you're playing with is, you know, make a project for it where you can spend that extra time and, you know, you can also plan that extra time and as a part of the gift, like, hey, you know,
we're
as a part
go
of
do this
gift,
together, we're going to start flying these drones together.
As a part of this gift, I'm taking off X, Y, and Z days, and it's just going to be me and you, buddy.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this together. We're going to put this together, and we're going to, you know, start this new journey, whatever that is. So if it is a bike, you know, hey, we're going to put this bike together, and then we're going to go on a bike ride, you know, and we're going to actually enjoy it. We're going to put the skateboard together, and then we're going to go skate. Like, let's go to the park. Let's have some fun. So, you know, I've always enjoyed having those project type things to do. A mixture is great. So you have things that you've already set up, and then you might have one project where you get to spend more time
together.
And that's always fun. And if you have a multiplayer game like that, that's set up, you know, be prepared. Play some multiplayer with
them. Hook up that console and give them a beating.
Or at least try.
Well, yes, as I learned.
Yes. You know,
reflexes aren't what they used to be.
No, the thumbs aren't as fast as they used to be.
Anything else you can think of regarding new technology and unboxing during Christmas?
You know, for me, it's just about, you know, the experience, making sure that thinking through that experience, but also having a good, healthy, security mind about all of that. And of course, safety goes into this as well.
Yeah, that parent-child engagement. Mm-hmm. From the moment that device comes in, can set the precedent going forward when using that technology. Maybe it's their first smartphone. So now you have a perfect opportunity to set the precedent going forward.
Yeah.
Of how this is going to be managed and so forth. And don't overlook those opportunities.
That's right.
And even if they've had a phone before, maybe the new phone's a chance for you to correct some things.
Well, and let's talk about, you know, there are other kinds of gifts, man. There's software gifts now. Now might be the time that you give your child's social media, if they've reached a certain age, and it would be a great time to sit down with them and have that security talk and that briefing of, you know, how should you use social media? What should you do? What should you not do? So it's a great time to, you know, while they're excited and want to get onto it, it's a great time to, you know, educate them about some of those things. You know, one thing that you always want to try to think about is the unintended consequences of the technology or the gifts that you give. So make sure that you think through the, you know, you give them a phone and now what apps are they going to put on their phone? You know, make a plan for that.
It is the time to do it.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, you bring up they're not all tangible. These aren't always physical technologies. Another big one is gift cards going to game sites, to software developers that give them in-game currency or specific perks. I would say assist them. Make sure you know what those accounts are. You're adding that money and at least have some ability to understand what they're kind of doing with it. I know they can collect cash or, you know, gift cards to a lot of different things. But, you know, if you give an 8-year-old a whole bunch of money and you tell them go online and, and have fun there, kiddo, buy what you want. You know, you need to make sure that they're buying responsible games, age appropriate, that they're spending it on content that should be.
That's right. Another thing that you could do is you can give a preloadable gift card. So you can actually load that gift card up whenever you want to. So if they want to purchase, you know, an in-app purchase of some kind, that they can ask you for those funds, and that doesn't come out of your own personal account. So you don't always have to hook up your own bank accounts or your own.
But I do. Accounts. I use PayPal, and I've actually got a little couple comments on that, you know. So my kids don't have their own Xbox Live; it's through mine, you know. And mm-hmm. I'm integrated with these technologies, so I usually already had an account, and I'm adding them as to mine.
Right.
But this came up, you know. Of course, I was sitting on the couch, and I looked down, and somebody had purchased a game and a phone, and I never heard anything of it.
Oops.
And went up there and it was, you know, somebody visiting and they had access to their console and they saw a game they wanted to play and they were able to click on it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, hey, did you guys buy this game? And you're like, nope, no. And, you know, I was able to see that immediately. Now, of course, kids don't have, you know, their own bank account and you can do the same thing by restricting those funds. But it also helps to know what I got a notification. I knew what they were trying to buy. And I still do. So they'll come and they'll ask me for a specific something as part of their allowance or however we want to do it. Or can they spend that money? But because it's attached to my account, I can still see it.
So I've got a great tool for that I use with my kids. And we actually have a virtual bank account. And the virtual bank account is set up through a bank called Current. It's an app that you can download on your iPhone.
Wow.
And it allows you to have a legit bank account. But it also allows you to give your kids accounts that are directly linked to your bank account.
That's pretty useful.
And and every time that there is a purchase from either my kid or myself, I get a notification on my phone about the purchase. I can load their accounts up with money or subtract money. And another nice thing about Current that I really like is you can separate a savings account for them and you can separate different accounts. So with my kids, I have their main account, they have a savings account, and then they have a giving account. And whenever I give them allowance, it goes into their main account, but I also take a percentage of that and I put it into their savings account, and I take a percentage of that and I put it into their giving account. And this was a great tool for us. We went to the local Christmas fair here in Charleston, and there were there was a nonprofit there for dogs and cats that weren't adopted. And my daughter, she wanted to be a vet for a long time. She loves animals. We're a very pet friendly family, and she really felt like she wanted to give to this cause. And I said, "Hey, you know, what do you have in your giving account?" And she said, "You know, I think I've got $20 in there." I said, is this a good thing for you to give to?" And she said, "Yeah." So right there, gave him $20. I was able to subtract that back out of her account. And she actually had the experience of giving on Christmas to
it's all about a nonprofit.
that she felt, you know, good about. And man, that was just a great experience for her. She was so happy with that. So Current is a great way to, you know, give your kids an account that I think they have to be 13 or older to be able to give your kid an account. But it's really worked well for us. It's a digital way to do it. It's a great technology. You can hook these up to the games because it's actually got a regular bank account number for them.
Okay.
And it gives great notifications. And it's really easy to transfer money from account to account right there in the app. So
that sounds amazing. I might even have to pick that up.
There are a couple apps that are like this, but this one I found was the easiest one to use.
Sounds perfect. I might be pulling that in and transfer. What happens with me is, you know, I'm always giving them cash for allowance and they hoard it, but then they want to buy something online. Now they got to give me the cash.
Right.
And then I deduct it from my bank account. And I can't help but feeling sometimes like, you know, because that cash disappears. You know, that cash does not stay around. So then you almost feel like you did it twice, even though that's not the case.
Sure.
So maybe having their own account, and it teaches them smart money management. I didn't know if you noticed that it looks like we're about to get the power shut off in the building here. No, but the device is going to die. So
yeah,
anything else you can add on the final tip?
No, final tip is, guys, have a great holiday season. We wish you the best of luck. If any of you have questions about your technology or how to connect with your kids or help in any way, please leave a comment below. Like us, subscribe as always. We're going to be around for more great information on technology, family, and really navigating. Yeah, everything else in between. So until next time, I'm Brian.
I'm John.
Signing off from Ask Tech Dad. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you.